You're listening to Body by Block with Dr. Stephen Block. It's your opportunity to ask questions on the latest technology of face and body enhancement. Body by Block.
Welcome to the Body by Block show. I'm David Hochberg. And on the line with us is Dr. Stephen Block, world-renowned board-certified plastic surgeon out of his medical facility and operating facility in Highland Park. How are you, Dr. Block?
I'm doing great, David. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm still buzzing from last week's show, my friend. With that lady that called in, talked about all the work that you did for her.
I figured she's great.
Yeah, and all the work that you did for her kids. And I just wanted to go back to that real quick in case anybody that didn't listen to it, I figured it out, right? Thanks, buddy. In case people that didn't hear the show that we're about ready to talk about, you go to WGN.fm and download a podcast of last week's show and all previous shows. Today's show, Doctor, we're going to be talking about mommy makeovers. And with the holidays coming up, just wanted to talk about that. I think it's important to give not only your mother a little gift, but maybe your wife a little makeover. And what better way than to have them done either surgically repaired or enhanced and maybe get some med spa treatments. But what was the lady's name from last week?
She was under it wasn't actually her real name.
Oh, wasn't her real name? Okay, never mind. So yeah. it was a perceived name, whatever. The lady that called last week, you did a lot of work for her. She hit a certain age.
Right.
She didn't feel old. She felt young. She wanted to continue to feel young. And then she came in and had a breast augmentation, and it made her feel great. And everybody in her family is like, what the heck did you do? And she created like a jealousy with her two daughters and son-in-law. And you got two boob jobs out of it and a liposuction of the son-in-law. Phone lines are open if you have any questions. And text line 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. You got a breast augmentation and two other breast and her daughters. And she said it made her feel young. And do you get a lot of that downline reciprocation, if you will, where the mother or the father goes home and the kids look at it and they become jealous and say, hey, I want that too?
Well, yes. I mean, I wouldn't say it really is jealous. It really is, you know, that they realize, okay, this works. They see what it did for the parent, or quite frankly, you know, the parent sees what it did and is less is okay with the fact that their kids would then go ahead and also have an operation. I mean, a perfect example would be, you know, a parent who comes in and the mother, let's say, has liposuction of her thighs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a thing that she's been battling her entire life, and she exercises and does everything and realizes that it doesn't work. And so she ultimately has liposuction. Okay, so then, you know, then she'll have a daughter who's, let's say, a teenager or in her early 20s, and the teenager basically has exactly the same problem, and the mother figures, well, okay, I battled it my entire life. It obviously didn't work. Why should my daughter have to go through the same thing? So they are more receptive to their daughter, let's say, having liposuction at a relatively early age, because the mother realizes that it's not a matter of exercise, it's not a matter of dieting, that they're basically fighting the DNA in their body. And I see patients who sometimes they practically starve themselves to the point that they're unhealthy trying to change their body shape. And quite frankly, they can't. And so rather than going through that and being a lifelong thing, then they realize the value of plastic surgery and are more receptive to either paying for it for their children or, depending upon what the kids' status is, or having the kids go ahead and do it themselves.
How early do you encourage your patients to try a liposuction treatment? If you know it's hereditary, And, well, I don't know if you know it's hereditary, but if the mother comes in with her arms sagging and her saddlebags and her pouch around her stomach, and the kids have the same genetic makeup and body type, do you recommend doing it early in their late teens, early 20s, or do you recommend pushing it back, or is it just everybody's different?
Everyone's a little bit different. You really have to evaluate the patient. If it's a guy who comes in, and let's say he has the love handles, and you just look at his body type, and he's basically thin, but he has these disproportionate love handles, well, then you realize that no amount of dieting or exercise is ever going to really get rid of that, and the only way to approach it is with liposuction. So I would do them at an early age. I do them even in high school.
In high school?
I will, because it's going to be a lifelong problem. And quite frankly, I look at those high school, college years. They're really important years in terms of it defines who we are, how we perceive ourselves in the world. And I want them, quite frankly, to feel confident in their own body. Mm-hmm. And to feel confident being naked. I think that's a natural desire, human desire. And if someone is genuinely uncomfortable in their own skin or body, if you could positively affect them at an early age, well, you've just changed the trajectory of their entire life.
That's phenomenal. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. That is the phone and the text line. I am talking to Dr. Stephen Block, world-renowned, board-certified plastic surgeon. And let's get back to the family tree, if you will. Is it customary for you to do the brothers and the sisters of a patient or their kids and their brothers and sisters and their sons and daughters? Is that typical in your practice, doctor?
It is. Actually, it's getting a little scary because, you know, at one time, okay, so I would operate on the mother, and then when the kid was older, let's say, I would do the daughter or son. But now I guess I've been around a while, so now I'm starting to get the grandchildren.
Nice,
it's getting a little scary.
You're getting the grand, yeah. I'm starting to do loans for kids that were born 2 years after I graduated college. I've got the same feeling. I know exactly. I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Just September 4th, 1990. I'm like, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little scary, doctor, out there. We're getting old. We're not getting older, as Kevin Matthews would say.
I'm not, but my patient population is. But, you know, I seem to be in this bubble, so I feel great.
312-521-8600. If you want to reach Dr. Block and his staff and to schedule a consultation for you or a loved one, 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. The email site for people to email their pictures to you so you could just do a trial consultation before them scheduling a meeting would be info@bodybyblock.com. Doctor, is that the
correct?
Right? Yeah. So if you have a picture, if you think there's something that might need fixing on you or maybe somebody you know or love, take a snapshot, okay? info@bodybyblock, that's BLOCH.com. And make sure you put your name and phone number in there, and Dr. Block or one of his staff will contact you and talk to you about getting in and what they see and scheduling a consultation. It's that simple. I don't understand why more people don't do it. It's info@bodybyblock.com. Take your selfies. You want to take your shirt off, take a picture of your chest. The doctor's seen it all, okay? Don't be embarrassed. Trust me. You know, he's seen more boobs than I don't even know what. So take a picture of the part of your body that you like, that you dislike, and send it over to info@bodybyblock.com. Let Dr. Block and his staff take a look at it. And then give a call over to 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. to set up a consultation with Dr. Block or schedule some med treatments. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Today's show, Dr. Block, is Mommy Makeovers. What exactly do we want to cover in this segment? I know we have Heather calling up shortly, but what's your goal with this show?
Well, you know, I think that women and their husbands have to realize, okay, it's great having kids. However, it does take an amazing toll on one's body, at least for a lot of women it does. And a lot of women will come in, you know, a year or so afterwards, and they say, okay, I'm thrilled with my kid, but look at me. And it usually winds up women who were in pretty good shape prior to the pregnancy. As a result of the pregnancy, the breasts can change to a drastic amount, and that's true whether you breastfeed or not. The breasts often will lose volume. They'll often sag, depending upon the amount of weight and what their DNA makeup is. The skin might really get stretched out. You may get stretch marks. The muscles get stretched out. They often wind up with accumulations of fat over the hips, flanks, thighs. So if after dieting and exercise and getting back to a relatively stable weight after the pregnancy, if doing all those things just gets you so far, but you're still not back at your body still isn't back in shape, I think that would be the time to see the plastic surgeon.
312-521-8600, 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. You want to reach Dr. Block. Send him your photos of the parts of your body that you're not happy with that you'd like to get enhanced. Info, at bodybyblock.com. Info, at bodybyblock, that's BLOCH.com. And his phone number that you could reach him and his staff at the Highland Park facility is 847-432-0840. So different women have different impacts on their body when they have a pregnancy. Right. Some women's breasts sag. Some women's breasts lose their elasticity. Some women's breasts. Somebody told me their breasts got bigger. Okay, and I don't know how
it can. It can either get bigger and stay that way. It can go back and be relatively the same, or it can lose volume and really sag. And by the way, I think it's really important throughout the entire pregnancy to wear a good support bra, and I would wear it day and night.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you're working the muscles?
You don't want that tissue to really get stretched out, you know, because it may not bounce back. So anything that you could do to avoid it, you know, to maintain the internal integrity of the breast so it doesn't get stretched out, mm-hmm. I think is of value.
So Dr. Black's recommendation to all the people out there that are pregnant or thinking about becoming pregnant, get a great support bra and wear it day and night. Take it off when you shower, I would assume,
right.
And
right.
Have a couple because I'm sure, you know, my wife's body temperature shot up, man. She was like, her internal clock increased like 2-3 degrees, and she used to sweat at night. So that was a joy. That was just a wonderful experience for everybody involved. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Phone and text line. We have Heather on the line. Heather, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. One of Dr. Block's patients, Heather's calling. And you had some work done.
Yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, I had triplets, so kind of prompted me after having all those babies to go see Dr. Block because I just couldn't get it back, the body.
God bless you. Triplets, for the love of God. God, but good for you. Everybody healthy?
Yeah, they're all healthy. I have one that's a diabetic, but, you know, that had nothing to do with the pregnancy.
Right.
But, they're 10 years old, two girls and a boy.
Well, congratulations. Mazel tov to you. That's fantastic. So let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. How long after the delivery of your triplets, and I still can't get over how women go through that. I don't like getting a cut on my hand, let alone popping out a 9-pound baby. But how long after the birth of your triplets did you take a look in your mirror and say, it's time to do something. I'm not happy with the way this looks. I want to do something.
You know, actually, I think it was about 3 years after I had them that I just, you know, working out and dieting and, you know, everything you can possibly do to lose weight. I lost the weight, but the skin was just so, it just, you know, it was, the elasticity just wouldn't come back. So I just didn't feel good. So I figured I'd go take a look and see what could be done. And lots was done.
Yeah.
So
walk us through the first consultation with Dr. Block. And was he the only plastic surgeon that you went to, or did you go to other plastic surgeons for consultations?
No, I actually just went to Dr. Block. He has, you know, I grew up in the area that Dr. Block works. So knowing his reputation, that would probably, you know, that was just, it was a no-brainer. He was going to be the only one to do it. So I just went to go see him.
So that closed the deal for you. So walk us through the first consultation that you had. A lot of people are scared to make the call, right, to take their shirt off, to take their pants off, to get naked in front of Dr. Block and or strip down to your... you know, your underwear, and which is a bathing suit, in my opinion, whatever. Everybody's like, oh, my God, I'm in my underwear. Yeah, well, I see the same thing in your bathing suit, so get over it. So what was it like when you went for the consultation and you stood in front of Dr. Block and he started making recommendations? What was that like? Was it scary? Was it overwhelming? Was it were you nervous?
You know, I think as a woman, we don't want to stand in front of any stranger naked or with, you know, paper underwear on to have them, you know, scrutinize our body. But Dr. Block was great. You know, he was very compassionate. He understands, you know, what childbirth or, you know, just being unhappy with, you know, certain body parts. He was really professional. And, you know, I just said I had triplets. I also had been on steroids for a couple years for Graves' disease. So, you know, my weight kind of fluctuated a lot with that, you know, after the pregnancy. And, you know, I just said this, my stomach, no matter how much I work out, I didn't even know I had, like, I guess there's a muscle that kind of runs through, you know, down your stomach that once it tears, you never can really flatten that area, no matter how many sit-ups or whatever you do. So, you know, he kind of just said, it doesn't matter how much you work out in your stomach, you'll never lose it because of, like, a certain tear or, you know, just the structure would not just regain. And then as we kind of talked about the stomach, you know, we started talking about the breasts. And then, you know, I just said, when I was pregnant with the triplets, I never got any breast milk, so I couldn't even choose to breastfeed. So they just kind of were, you know, just kind of lifeless there. So, you know, we talked about that. And being that I was going for the tummy tuck, he, you know, talked about the breasts and what we could do for that and kind of just escalated, you know, from there.
So,
and
doctor.
It was great. It was very easy.
So, doctor, how important is it to know what other types of infections and diseases and conditions that your patients have? Graves' disease, is that a major block, a major hurdle to jump over when doing when doing plastic surgery?
Yeah, I mean, before I operate, we need a medical history of all the patients. Her thyroid clearly had to be under control when I was operating on her. Yeah, I mean, it's just not the operation. The whole point is to get you through the operation so that you can enjoy your new body. So depending upon their age, we may want an electrocardiogram of their heart. We may need some blood work. Yeah, I mean, you know, even though it's a lot of people think it's only plastic surgery, but you know what? You're still a doctor first. And the most important thing is do no harm. And you got to make sure that from a medical standpoint that whatever I'm doing, one, that their body can handle it and that they're healthy enough to actually go through it.
And this thing with the stomach, I never heard of that. Were you able to look at Heather's stomach and say, hey, you've got a tear in your whatever? And
yeah, I mean, basically, you know, if you're never pregnant, your muscles in the midline, they kind of meet in the midline. So if you're working out, you can increase your core strength. As a result of pregnancy, particularly triplets, your abdomen expands and those muscles get split laid apart and they're not together. Well, after you deliver, they usually don't go back. And especially with triplets, that really just does a number on you. I mean, just I don't know how women actually do it. I would agree.
We don't have a choice. We just do it.
I get it, but it's like, wow, if it was up to if men had to do it, there wouldn't be any kids.
Well, yeah, we'd be in a coma for 9 months.
Yeah, I find it mind-boggling. So,
yeah.
So what happens is the muscles are not meeting in the midline, and so they literally could exercise from today until tomorrow, and it isn't going to increase their core strength. You also have to realize there are no muscles in the skin. So if the skin and everything is totally stretched out, there's nothing that the patient could do on their own that's going to get that skin to tighten.
So let me ask you this question, Heather. When you went in there, was it like, okay, we're going to start here? Did you think you were going to get into the tummy tuck and the breast lift and the and all that stuff, or was it just like, I want to go in for one? How did it evolve into all these different procedures?
I kind of actually went in with an open mind. I just knew, there's. Clothes just never felt, never fit right because uh-huh. I'm about 5 feet tall. So when I was pregnant with the triplets, I think I was as tall as I was wide on the day of delivery. And, I just think that, like, trying to find clothes any way that fit from the petite section, which is generally geared towards my grandmother's, age.
Right.
It's really hard to find stuff. So, I think I would buy a B cup, but really be an A. I'd buy a padded B before, I went to go see Dr. Block. And everybody says, get pregnant, your boobs will get bigger and you'll be happier. Well, because mine never, developed any breast milk, I think mine were just small and then I had a saggy stomach. So I kind of went in with an open mind, knowing that I wanted to do something in my stomach, but just, knowing the possibilities that, I could walk out of there with 1 day of surgery and a recuperation to happiness.
So the theme of the show, Heather and Dr. Block, is mommy makeovers. The phone lines are open. 312-521-8600 is the phone and the text line. If you do text in, a lucky texter will receive a guest certificate from Dr. Block for whatever you want to do at his fine facility. So how did it feel when all these procedures were done? And we'll get into the procedures after the break, but the mental state of mind, knowing that you've had a head-to-toe makeover, when you got out of it and the swelling went down and the recovery was 100%, what did you feel like as a person?
Great. I mean, close fit right. You didn't have to buy a bigger waist jean, to accommodate around the torso, around the stomach to have it all baggy in the butt. Like, everything just worked. I mean, you could go into a size 6 and you were a true size 6 instead of, a 6 in the waist but a 10 in the hips. I mean, it was amazing. And it was nice because you just felt, it's a funny feeling. It's more of self-confidence and just feeling good inside that, it's just motivating to, not feel like you're, people, the first thing they do is they look you up and down. Uh-huh. Well, especially me because I'm shorter, having had triplets, they're like, where did you put them? It just feels good. It's inside. It's just about, how you carry yourself after you walk out of there.
So did you go with silicone or saline or what did you choose with the breast augmentation?
I think they're saline.
Okay.
Are they? I don't even know. Dr. Block would know better than I would.
I think when we did them back, I'd have to go through the chart, but I think when we did it back then, there was a moratorium on the gel implants, so it probably was with the saline.
And
yeah, I think it.
And getting the elasticity back, right? How did that make you feel? I mean, just mentally as a woman, right? Because every woman, you know, every guy's proud of their chest and proud of their arms and everything else. And every woman that I talk to predominantly is wants a healthy chest and look good and just feel good all the way around. And how did that whole transformation getting you back to where you were before your three kids knocked the bejesus out of you?
He got me back to where I was. I think he got me back to where I was years and years before, you know, having babies. I don't think he gave me elasticity in my stomach. He just gave me a super hard, flat stomach, which, I mean, like hard in a great way. You know, it's
right.
It's not, you know, it's just, it's one of those areas, too, that, you know, I think we all fluctuate a little bit in our weight, that it's, that's the one area that just doesn't tend to gain any weight right there. So it's always nice to have a flat stomach. But I don't remember my stomach ever being so flat, truthfully.
So, doctor, walk us through the tummy tuck that you did on Heather, you know, that you performed on Heather's stomach.
Sure. So if you were to stand in front of the mirror and take a look, most women who need a tummy tuck, or men, they usually have a laxity of skin in the lower abdomen. If the skin above the belly button is also loose, that will also be tightened. And if they have a roll of fat above the belly button, I usually do some liposuction up there. Then I make a cut across the lower abdomen that's low down in the bathing suit area. I lift up the skin, the fatty tissue, expose the underlying muscle, continue raising up that abdominal flap pretty much up to the rib cage. And then in the midline, I sew the muscle together, beginning at the ribs and ending at the pubic area, right in the midline. So that's like working out at the gym for a couple of years, so that's nice and tight. Then I redrape the skin and cut off that abdominal apron or flap, bring it down, make an opening, bring the belly button through, sew that to the surrounding skin, and then I sew up the lower abdomen.
Heather, it's like making pancakes. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, if he told me all that, I don't know. I would be like, what are you doing? But he lost me at like the first step.
Yeah, moving the belly, removing the belly button, right? Yeah, it's like me and you making, you know, banana bread, and Dr. Block is cutting you open and, you know, connecting this and connecting that, and then we're moving this and the core line, and we're tapping to the pubic area. It's like walk. It's like it's everyday driving to the park for Dr. Block.
For me, it is.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a walk in the park. So what did you do with the damaged stomach, Heather's damaged stomach? Was that an easy fix, or was that a difficult fix since you were doing the, you know, would you have been able to do that without doing the tummy tuck? Or did doing the tummy tuck make it easier to do that?
You really had to do the tummy tuck. One, it gave me the exposure so that I could really had excellent exposure of the underlying muscles without creating a vertical scar up and down her abdomen. Mm. I mean, who would want to have their muscles repaired in the midline and have a scar going from their rib cage all the ways down? So it avoids an external scar. Gives me great exposure so I could see the muscles and literally sew them back and put them back where they really belonged.
It's amazing. Every time I do one of these shows, Heather, I listen to Dr. Block talk about, you know, the procedures and what he does and everything else, and it the ease at which he makes it and the complexity of which it really is just tells you what type of artist and doctor he is, because he just walks you through it and gets it done. 312-521-8600. We're talking with Dr. Stephen Block, world-renowned and board-certified plastic surgeon. He's calling from his operating facility and med spa in Highland Park, which is located 1160 Park Avenue West, which is just west of the Highland Park football field and baseball fields of the Highland Park High School athletic fields, and he has a med spa located in the Glen at 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview. You could call to make an appointment for a consultation and medical spa treatments at 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. And when coming back from the break, Heather, I want you to talk about the liposuction in a little more detail and how that reconfigured your body. Also want to talk about your recovery period from the tummy tuck, because you did all of this at once.
Which you
get a gold star for me for the day there, my friend. That's a whole bunch of stuff. Liposuction, tummy tuck, and breast augmentation all in one surgery. So I want to talk about if that's a typical day for you, doctor, where a patient comes in and you do all three. And I want to walk through all three of those procedures with you in a little more detail, Heather, because there's a lot of people out there, men and women, that need to do tummy tucks, and they're scared to death of them. There's a lot of men and women out there that need to do liposuction that are scared to death of them. And a lot of women that want to do breast augmentations but are scared to death of them. And we're going to take a quick break, guys, and be back and talk about those topics in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to the Body by Block Show. My name is David Hochberg. I'm here with Dr. Stephen Block, world-renowned board-certified plastic surgeon, and one of his patients by the name of Heather. We're talking mommy makeovers. Holidays are coming up right around the corner. Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas, birthdays, New Year's. Start the new year with a new body. We have a text came in over the commercial break. Phone lines and text lines are the same number, folks. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. And this question is for you, Heather. How did you get such a flat stomach by just doing a tummy tuck? So I guess that question is for both you and Dr. Block. You know, I probably has got something to do with Heather's workout regime prior to coming to you. Would you agree with that, Dr. Block?
Yeah. I mean, if a patient, quite frankly, is obese or still extremely heavy, and they're carrying a lot of intra-abdominal fat, which basically is the fat is internal around the guts, I can't get to that. I can't remove that at the time of a tummy tuck. And so I may not be able to get it flat. However, if you're not necessarily at an ideal weight, but at a relatively stable weight, and you're just dealing with external fat, meaning the fat's above the muscle, and a laxity of the underlying muscle, then I'm removing the excess fat, I am tightening that muscle, and you will have a flat abdomen. I mean, my objective when you leave the operating room is like if I was to bounce a quarter off, if you were making the bet, I could bounce a quarter off of it. I want it that flat. That's what I'm going for.
And Heather, how much work did you do prior to going to Dr. Block to get your body in shape for all the procedures that you went through?
I have to be honest, I didn't do a ton. I think my exercise regime was more chasing three kids all over the place.
that's a full day's workout.
Yeah, I mean, when three start crawling, it's three different directions. So, yeah. So there was, you know, I can't say I was at the gym, but, you know, I think I was always moving. So I was in good health, but outside of Graves, but I was in good health, but not, you know, like this over fitnessy person that's running to the gym, you know, multiple times a week.
So where did you have the liposuction done? What part of your body, Heather?
He did some contouring. So when he did the tummy tuck, he did some of that. I guess it would be external fat just to, you know, that's above the muscle. Mm-hmm. Some contouring around the stomach area, you know, to enhance the actual tummy tuck. And then I know just right underneath, like, the butt, where the crease of the butt goes to the thigh, mm-hmm. I know he took a little bit there. And inward, I don't know if it was inward or outward of my thighs. I feel like it was so long ago, but I don't know. It was just kind of like a little bit of just contouring around the area just to kind of give it a more smooth effect so that all that saggy skin didn't, you know, it kind of perked up afterwards.
And you tightened everything up and you look great in jeans, I would have to imagine, right? And those jeans fit a lot better.
Oh, they fit a lot better, for sure. You know, you get to a certain size and you won't buy jeans anymore because you're just like, you can't get past, you know, once you go into double digits, sometimes you just, it's a mind over matter for some people. And so you just, you know, so you just, that's where you kind of draw the line. You know, I guess everybody has their line, and that's where I was.
Well, mine was, I hit 40s in jeans, and I'm like, I'm not going to 42s. So now I'm back in, into my 38s, and when I get down to my 36s and 34s again, I'm calling Dr. Block, and I want to bounce quarters off of my stomach, because underneath all this fat, Heather, I'm really cut. But can't see it, but underneath this fat, Doc, I'm telling you, I'm cut like a six pack guy there, like a model. So walk us through the liposuction that you did. You did, is liposuction pretty much hand in hand with the tummy tuck, doctor? Because you've got the body open and exposed, or not
it
always?
Depends. You know, what you're really doing is you're tailoring the operation to fit that patient. I'm sculpting, you know, so, and it's nice when a patient kind of gives me the freedom to do what I think is best. I mean, obviously, all these things cost money. And so as part of the consultation, what I have to do is create a program, one that's affordable. So you often have to tailor it. And sometimes you can't do, for financial reasons, you may not be able to do everything all at once. But in a perfect world, I not only want to tighten the abdomen, but then I want to look at the rest of the body. And I often do combine operations. So if they need a little bit of liposuction on the inner outer thighs or on the hip area or the flanks, I think it's a great time to do it. You do it all at once. It's one healing. It's one, you know, it's just more cost effective, but more important, it's one healing. And most people are busy. They don't want a lot of downtime. So I'm a big fan of doing multiple procedures as long as based on that patient's health and everything else, that you're not pushing the envelope beyond what is safe. But with newer techniques and everything, and especially in post-operative pain management on both the breast and the abdomen, I use these little devices called pain pumps. Put a little catheter in there, hooks up to a device that you go home with. It slowly infuses a long-acting anesthetic. It's a local anesthetic. So it doesn't make you goofy or anything, but it just knocks out a lot of the pain. So it allows me, quite frankly, to do more areas at one time, knowing that I could often still do it on an outpatient basis, and the patient is comfortable.
So, Heather, recovery time, you got a lot of work done here, my friend. I mean, you went in for a pretty much a major tune-up, and it sounds like you're extremely satisfied with the results. But when you're still a mother of three young people that still need their mother's attention, because I know I've got three daughters, not all, I don't have triplets. I credit you for that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I don't know. Forget about it. I've got 11, 9, and 6, and it exhausts me. I couldn't imagine Dr. Block doing three poopy diapers at the same time and forget about it. It's making me shake and thank for my vasectomy. So let's talk about what the recovery time was you, and what did you have to do to plan to make sure your family was taken care of while you were recovering and going through these procedures?
You know, I don't think you really know how to plan. I think you just kind of line up a few days of, you know, help, knowing that the first few days are always the worst. And, you know, I guess what I did is I stayed at my mom's for, I think, the weekend. Mm-hmm. I stayed overnight at a facility Dr. Block had, or, you know, sent me to. And it was, you know, I was there overnight for pain management, went home, and for a few days just kind of laid on the couch. And I think, you know, It's a different kind of pain when you know you're going to get something great out of it. It's not like passing a kidney stone. You know, it's something, it's just, you know you're working towards feeling good, both emotionally and physically. So I think that you kind of just take pain in stride, and it just, I think the hardest part was there was a restriction for driving, and, that was very limiting, I think, for the most part, was just not being able to have a little more freedom. But the minute you start moving around, when you have that, when you get, you can advance in your activity, I think, you kind of just work through it. It was painful, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't the worst kind of pain ever. It was completely manageable. I was comfortable. I think, the undergarments that you need to wear, like the spandex to try, when you're not as agile because you're recuperating, trying to get into some of these contraptions is a little difficult, but, you manage, and the results are always rewarding, so it's worth going through it.
No pain, no gain. That's what they say.
Exactly.
So, doctor, what do you recommend typically for a patient coming in doing a mommy makeover like Heather did to set aside for a recovery period? Because it's not going to be a 24-hour overnight thing unless you're just like Superman and or Superwoman bouncing back so quick. Is it a 5-day period that you tell people? Hey, is it a 7-day period? I mean, what should people budget?
I tell them, in general, I want them to stay in town maybe about 2 weeks. If they could take a week or so off from work, ideally, depending upon the extent of what is being done, if they're having multiple things done, I think a 2-week period would be better. So it just kind of depends on the operation and the extent of what is being done. Sometimes, you're doing a tummy tuck, but the muscles are really pretty good. And if I don't have to really repair the muscles, then patients tend to bounce back a lot quicker. So it varies. But in general, I'd say a week. Occasionally, it's up to 2 weeks. But, for the full healing to totally take place, it's a couple of months.
Really?
Yeah.
So she's not going to doing any type of deadlifts or squats or anything like that, or anybody for that matter, in the gym.
No, if I'm repairing those muscles, I want that to heal together, and they cannot do any heavy lifting for about 2 months.
Was hard, having 3 kids.
Well, sure, you're picking them up all the time, right? You're
right?
Everybody.
On the other hand, if you're just having lipo.
Yeah.
If you're just having lipo, you could be back in the gym within a week.
Really?
So you could, within a week with just lipo, a breast augmentation, usually about 3 weeks.
Okay.
So it just depends upon what's being done.
All right, so we're promoting Dr. Block's services for the holidays here, Heather. And we recommended prior to you coming on that people should send pictures, take selfies, right? That seems to be the new craze, people taking selfies and of themselves naked. But this would be a good selfie, taking yourself picture naked and sending it to info@bodybyblock.com. And as a patient, satisfied patient, sounds like, very satisfied patient.
Very satisfied,
What is the power of the picture in Dr. Block's hands? Because it takes literally about 7 seconds to get your phone into camera mode, snap a picture, maybe 14 seconds to type in info@bodybyblock.com to send Dr. Block the photos. Make sure you put your phone number and your name in there. How powerful is that in Dr. Block's hand? We've talked on previous shows where you could go to WGN.FM to get previous shows about the artistic quality of Dr. Block's work. But having a picture in a artist's hands that's also a skilled doctor and a board-certified plastic surgeon, how valuable is it to just get people to take pictures and send it to him if they don't want to go to his office in Highland Park and just get an informal consultation? What would you, in your own words?
It's huge. I mean, that's like almost like a drive-through consult. Like you could get a you know, for me, I think for any mom, since this is a mommy makeover show, I mean, to kind of get some insight as to procedures that could possibly be done to get the best results. I mean, you have to be realistic, and I think that that's what Dr. Block has always said. You know, you can't walk in one way and out another completely, but, you know, to have a mom send in a photo to Dr. Block and have him, you know, kind of give him his opinion of what could be done to achieve the best effects without having to drive there, it's, you know, at least he could go from A to Z, and you can pick and choose what would be beneficial. And in my, I just think, in my opinion, to have a couple things done at one time, or a few if they could be done, is huge cost savings, because you're not paying for more anesthesia and more, you know, aftercare, whatever it is. I mean, it just seems like if you're there, get it done.
Roll it up.
All my friends that have had some form of plastic surgery have always regretted, you know, not doing something else, or, you know, I think you just go with your gut, and, you know, Dr. Block is great about not saying, you know, he doesn't want you to come out with, you know, double K breasts. He, you know, he wants it to look natural, and, you know, but also listens to what the patient wants, and, you know, it, and Jamie goes through it. You know, you try on a whole bunch of different things, you know, cup sizes to see, you know, you might think a C is a certain way, but a C, a full C is different than what a bra C would look like. So, I mean, they kind of really walk you through. So to have somebody send in a picture and have them give an opinion or a consult that way is amazing.
Info at Body by Block, info at BODYBYBLOCH. Info at bodybyblock.com. Send your photos. Yes, you're going to have to take your shirt off if you want to get a breast augmentation. And yes, Dr. Block's seen more breasts than more people have in their lifetime. Okay, he's seen everything, okay? You got Heather here who wore paper underpants, for God's sake. So, and Dr. Block, we have to talk about that. I didn't know about the paper underpants. I knew about the robes, Heather. Yeah, and you haven't mentioned how wonderful the robes are.
They are very. I have one, as a matter of fact.
Well, yeah, I'm telling Dr. Block and I are going to be marketing them for Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa. But now we could branch into paper underpants. But for other mothers out there, to make that call before we let you go, because we're coming to the end of the show. How valuable is it just to pick up the phone to make that call to get a transformation done on your body?
Do it. I swear it's the best thing a mom could do for themselves. No matter what anybody says, you know, it's something for you, not, you know, that's the gift you can give yourself, is just a better body.
Mommy Makeover Heather, you've been wonderful. Thank you very much. God bless you, and long life and healthy babies there. I hope they live a long time, and thank you very much. Heather was great, Dr. Block. Can you thank Heather for us? And we're going to pick up Dr. Block here.
Heather.
Just in recap, Dr. Block, just, you know, in the last 3-4 minutes that we have left, how valuable is it to know that you're changing these women's lives? I mean, how valuable is it?
Well, it's great, and I think the one could hear it in Heather's voice. I mean, Heather is, you know, she's a bubbly, happy person. And, you know, we all want to have kids, and that's great. But, you know, for so many people, they have kids, and then afterwards they look at themselves in the mirror and they say, my God, what happened to me? And, you know, your body and youth is not over when you have kids, and it's for the rest of your life. And I think if you could go around again in the body that you feel comfortable with, then in terms of intimacy, you're going to feel a lot more comfortable. Your husband is going to be a lot happier. I mean, husbands, too, they want to have kids. But, you know, at the end of the day, they'd like their wife to still look good. So even though the husband often says, oh, it doesn't matter to me, trust me, it does matter. And if his wife looks good and feels better about herself, you know what? It makes for a happier marriage.
And can we talk about those double Ks real quick? Is that even possible?
Yeah, the answer to that is yes. It's something I really don't encourage. because I'm not really in the habit of making a cartoon character.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane. And it's not without its complications. You know, you take something, and when you push it to well beyond whatever was intended, it's not without adverse consequences, and it creates all kinds of problems, all kinds of neck problems, back problems. You know, it's great if you happen to be a stripper and you're making a fortune doing it, but I often see patients who, when their career is over, then come in to have these implants removed, yeah. And you have to do a major reconstruction of the breast. So there is a very small segment of the population. They're basically freaks, and they want to look like a freak. And if that's how they're making a living, and that's their only way that they're ever going to make a living, well, okay.
Right.
But for most people don't want it. I don't really, you know, actually, I won't do it. I'll reconstruct it to make it look normal again, but no, I won't do it. I turn patients down all the time. I'm just not doing it.
If it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's your name out there. You know, it's like everybody, so far everybody that's come on the show said, the lady today, I didn't go anywhere else. Dr. Block's reputation and his work's walking around all over the North Shore. And it speaks for itself. And, you know, she didn't have to go to anybody else because she saw your work on a daily basis. And you're not just going to do it to do it. And if it doesn't make sense, you're not doing it because you're not having circus clowns and circus performers out there walking around with Body by Block stamped on their gigantically oversized breast.
Well, it comes down to that. It comes down to lip injections and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of people walking around that look like ducks, or quite frankly, they look like monkeys, and I'm not into either one of them. And if that's what they want, then I guess I'm not the doctor for them. But, you know, it's like everything. You need a certain sense of aesthetics. Mm-hmm. And it's not just what the patient wants, because sometimes the patient doesn't really know what's best.
That's got to make sense. You've been listening to the Body by Block show on WGN.FM. You could go to WGN.FM to download a podcast of the show and previous shows about an hour from now. Our boy Brian will have it all knocked up and edited up and nice and smooth for everybody to listen to. If you want to send your pictures, your photos to Dr. Block, it's info@bodybyblock.com. info@bodybyblock.com. That's BLOCH.com. You could call him in his office at 847-432-0840 to get more information about the services that they provide. You could also go to bodybyblock.com. 3 W's, bodybyblock.com. is Dr. Block's website, located at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park, 847-432-0840 and 1986 Tower Drive in Glenview. Doctor, I appreciate you taking another Thursday out of your schedule and sharing
Always
your thoughts.
Fun.
And we'll talk to you next week, bud.
Okay, take care.
Take it easy.